Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Nuck Radio, Saturday edition. Hello, Mojo 5-0. As you all know, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Nuckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 71st day with 294 still to go in 2022. Today is National Working Moms Day that celebrates the breadwinners and the bread makers, the educators and the role models, those resilient, inspirational fixtures in our children's lives. Ever since the invention of motherhood, mothers have been innovating, creating, and developing. They strategize and organize, and never stopping until the work is done. And through each evolution, we know mothers keep pace with the changing world. Working moms invest in our communities because their small businesses thrive there. We can and never celebrate them enough, no matter how many cookies they make or how much bread they bring home. It's also National Girl Scout Day that honors the history and a legacy of Girl Scouting in America. And Girl Scouting in the United States began on this day in 1912 when Juliet Gordon Lowe organized the first Girl Scout troop meeting. At this first troop meeting in Savannah, Georgia, there were 18 girls present. For these girls, Juliet Lowe organized enrichment programs, service projects, and outdoor activities and adventures. Since the time of the first meeting, Girl Scouts have grown to over 3.7 million members. It's National Plant a Flower Day. Each year, this day is dedicated to the planting of flowers and looking forward to the spring season. Marigolds and daffodils are the flowers of March. It's good to know the zone you're in to determine the flowers that grow there, perennials, those that grow back each year in your area, and which are considered annuals, those requiring planting every year. It's National Baked Scallops Day. Yum! Olga, you guys got to have some scallops for me. And scallops are a cosmopolitan family and can be found all over the world's ocean. They are one of the most popular shellfish in the world and highly prized as a food source. The abducator mussel is the white medallion of meat, which is rich and sweet. This piece is the most familiar as the scallop we see on the menu. The coral or roe, which can range in color from pale coral to bright orange. This crescent-shaped piece is usually discarded before the scallop is sold. It's day 728 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse. Chinese takeout, $8. Tip, $2. Getting home, finding out they forgot part of your order? Priceless. Ooh, that's terrible. Okay, it's the week before St. Patrick's Day. St. Patty's Day will officially land this Thursday. So, in order to bring the celebration to a start, I figured we'd start today. And it's a happy, happy, joy, joy Irish Saturday, me lads and lassies. So without further ado, let's get some Dubblers and High Kings in this first set to the tunes We Are Gone.
Produced me pistol and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering,
ding-dong, doo-dong-da. money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering her do da da. To my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water. Then sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering the doodle-da. Wife all the daddy-o, wife all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. T'was early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced me pistol, for she'd stolen away me rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Mushering the doodle-da. Wife-all the daddy-o, wife-all the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now there's some take the light in the carriages a-rolling, and others take the light in the Harley and the bowling. But I take the light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering the doodle-da. Wakeful the daddy-o, wakeful the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone can aid me, 'tis me brother in the army. If I can find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll go with me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than me own me sporting Jenny. Mushering the doodle-da. Wakeful the daddy-o, wakeful the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering the doodle-da.
City street, you could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob, and before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney, and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Razor Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game, and you'll know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with borons will be Martha and Christy Moore.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork, and the lad that's holding up the bar says only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his nanny's from Kildare, and he's got to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare.
They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. For me to go, I have to catch me train. So I leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry, when we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenryde. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job, 'cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in
must go too. They got four of them in Sydney. So whether you sing or pull a pipe, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Well, now, see, if you're going all over the world and you're finding yourself an Irish pub there, you need to get on over to Mojo. That didn't even come out sounding like Irish, did it? Anyway, you need to go over to mojolaserpros.com. That's right. You go on over to mojolaserpros.com, and you can get your shot glasses for your St. Patrick's Day celebrations right on over there, because it takes you to Romica Designs there, don't you know, laddies and lassies. And then not have all of the stuff you need for a party. They do. So get on over there. That's a Mojo Lazar. Boy, that didn't come out right. It's Mojo LazarusPros.com. Oh, Lordy. There is so much great Irish music to choose from for Irish celebrations there on St. Patrick's Day coming up this week. I pulled what I could. We've only got an hour, so there is a whole plethora of songs that didn't make it into the queue that should. Basically, today what I have for you is the good old-fashioned traditional Irish drinking songs. The songs that I've grown up with since I was a wee little laddie going to my parents' Santa Patrick's Day parties. These are pretty much most of my favorites. Now, this whole next set is all, the first one is Celtic. I love this song. This next one. Very, very mellow-ish, sort of, but got a cool rhythm to it. And then the one after it is a brand new one I have never heard of, Omani, and it's got some flutes and harps and whatnot. But let's get to this Celtic Odyssey, the new rigged ship, and free ra hooray to the tunes, me lads and lassies, to the tunes. We can get them all in today, I hope.
Don't allow it. little a diddly diddle I do.
Oh, diddly
a whack full of day diddly diddle I do.
Shoo
la 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 la. Fiddle a diddly diddle I do.
Oh, diddly
whack full of day diddly diddle I do. Shoo la 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 la. Fiddle a diddly diddle I do. Whack full of day, diddle diddle I do. Shoo la no, shoo la la no. Fiddle a diddle 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 I do. Oh, the fiddle a hooty. Whack full of day, diddle diddle I do. Shoo la no, shoo la no. Fiddle a diddle 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 I do. Oh, the fiddle a hooty. Whack full of day, diddle diddle I do. Shoo la no, shoo la no. Fiddle a diddle 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 I do. Oh, the fiddle a hooty.
That one didn't make your blood get pumping. I don't know what would. Woo! That one gave me goosley bumps. That's a new one. I hadn't heard them before. Everybody else I have is old traditional stuff that I grew up with. All of them. That last one was the newest one, but I figured flute or fifes, you know, I figured we'd get it going there. Hey, you know what else would get you going? Especially if you're achy and, you know, kind of sluggish and, you know, your bones are hurting and whatnot. You need to go over to mojo50.com. That's right. That's mojo50.com. And click on that shop button. Right there at the top is Doc Brown's KBD CBD oil. Oh, man, is that some good stuff, Maynard. You need to get yourself on over there. It'll help. And cure the ills that ail you. At least it's always helped and worked for me. So be sure to get on over there. That's mojo50.com. Shop Doc Brown's KBD CBD oil. It comes in two flavors, on natural and the Simonon. Mr. Brad Staggs prefers a Simonon, and the regular one tastes just like it's made from. So get you on over there and get some. Get you some. There's the bell, and we had to have it. All right. Clock. Wow. Burning daylight. A half hour of songs left. Chizo. Pizzo Luizo. All right. Let's get some more tunages. I've got the Irish Rovers and the Dubliners. A couple to make you think and one to make you want to cry. To the tunes, we have Gone Again, Me Lads and Lasses. A happy St. Patty's Day show.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
In a neat little town they called Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. And many an hour, sweet happiness, I spent in that neat little town. Till bad misfortune came o'er me, that caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, they follow the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. With a black velvet band.
Well, I went out strolling one evening, not meaning to go very far, when I met with a pickles and damsels, she was selling her trade in the bar. When I watched, she took from a customer and slipped it right into my hand. Then the law came and put me in prison, bad luck to her black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you would think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
Next morning before judge and jury, for trial I had to appear. Says me young fellow, the case against you is quite clear, and 7 long years is your sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you would think she was queen of the land.
Take a warning by me, and whenever you're out on the liquor, my boys, beware of the pretty Colleens, for they'll fill you with the whiskey and porter until you're unable to stand. And the very next thing that you know, my lads, you have landed in Van Diemen's land.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you would think she was queen of the land.
With no beer. That, well, how could you call it a pub if it had no beer? I wonder If you went to Prepare with Mojo 5-0, I wonder if they have beer in any of those, the 4-week or the 6-week or the 3-month supplies. I wonder if they have beer in those. I guess the best way to find out would be just to go on over there and order you one. See, is it the 3-month? Yeah, I think it's the 3-month. Yeah, it's $100 off. So get on over there and check it out. That's Prepare with Mojo 5-0 and get on over there, don't you know. All right, let's squeeze one more in before we do our usual mid-show break. How about a set of the Clancy Brothers? Well, it's actually the Dubliners squared, and the Clancy Brothers are with the Dubliners on the second one. So how about some Quare a Bungle Rye and Finnegan's Wake? Yes, these two should keep you smiling. To the tunes, me lads and lasses, to the tunes.
Jack was a sailor that roamed down the town, and he met you with a damsel that skipped up and down. Said the damsel to Jack as she passed him by, "Would you care for to purchase some quare bungle rye, 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 rye?" Said Jack to himself, "Now and what can this be? With the finest old whiskey from far Germany, smuggled up in a basket and sold on the sly, and the name that it goes by is Quare Bungle Rye, Roddy Rye, Ballady Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." He gave her a pound and he thought nothing straight. She said, "Hold down me basket while I run for your change." He took a look in the basket, a child he despised. "Abby Gammon," said Jack, "this is Quare Bungle Rye, Roddy Rye, Ballady Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." To get the child christened was Jack's next intent, and to get the child christened to the parson he went. Said the parson to Jack, "Now what will he go by? Abby Gammon," said Jack, "call him Quare Bungle Rye, Roddy Rye, Ballady Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." Said the parson to Jack, "That's a pretty quare name. How it come it," said Jack, "to the quare way he came. Smuggled up in a basket and sold on the sly, and the name that he'll go by is Quare Bungle Rye, Roddy Rye, Ballady Rye, Roddy Rye, Roddy Rye." Come all ye young sailors that roam down the town, beware of them damsels that skips up and down. Beware of them ladies as you pass them by, or else they might pardon your Quare Bungle Rye, Roddy Rye, Ballady Rye, Roddy, Ballady Rye, Roddy, Ballady Rye, Roddy, 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 Roddy.
The word whiskey, which is a lovely word, comes from the Gaelic Ishkabaha, which means water of life. Now there was a Dublin street ballad in the last century about a builder's labourer by the name of Tim Finnegan, who fell from a ladder and broke his skull. And they had a wake for him, and at this wake there was lots of Ishkabaha, or water of life. There was also lots of fighting, drinking, dancing, everything, you know. Anyway, James Joyce, the Irish author, obviously knew this Dublin street ballad because he wrote a very involved, complicated book, sort of based on the ballad. And for one thing, he was fascinated with the idea of having the water of life at a wake. We're going to sing the song, the ballad, Finnegan's Wake.
Jim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd, in a beautiful brogue, so rich and sweet. Rise in the world, he carried a heart, you see, in a sort of a tippling way, with a love for the liquor, poor Tim was born. To help him on with his work each day, he'd drop of the crate for every morn.
And whip!
On the dino, dance to your partner, with the glory of colour shape. Wasn't it the truth? They tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
One morning, Tim got rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. Fell from a ladder and he broke his skull, and they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Roll him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed. A gallon of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of port for at his head.
And whip!
On the dino, dance to your partner, with the glory of colour shake. Wasn't it the truth? They tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
His friends assemble at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First she brought in tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim of Orne, you know how you did it. You're a howl, you're gob, said Paddy McGee.
Oh, hey!
On the dino, dance to your partner, with the floor, your colour shake. Wasn't it the truth? They tell you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Then Maggie O'Connor took up the job. Oh, Biddy, she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon engage, woman to woman and man to man. Delaney Law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began.
Hey,
on the dino, dance to your partner, with the floor, your colour shake. Wasn't it the truth? They told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Then Mickey Maloney raised his head when a noggin of whiskey flew at him. It missed him falling on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. Tim revived, see how he rises. Timothy rising from the bed. Said, whittle your whiskey around like blazes. Tanamundeel, do you think I'm dead?
Oh.
Hey, on the dino, dance to your partner, with the floor, your colour shake. Wasn't it the truth? They told you lots of fun at Finnegan's wake.
Love Finnegan's wake. That song is always a makes my eyes water. That's just one of those songs that, you know, you have no recourse but to make you smile. What time is it?
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Well, I'm hoping so. Everybody is having fun today out there at play. Let's see. We've got Marlene, and that's my cousin, and Jennifer's a cousin, and Nettie's a cousin, and Cheryl's a cousin, and Vicky's a cousin, and Amy's a cousinette because it's Vicky's youngin', well, one of her youngins. Yeah, we have a family reunion coming up in, let's see, 100 and what are we up to today? Gosh, goodness, I didn't look. Oh, man, about 110, 111, something like that, days to go. I don't remember off the top of my head. That's terrible. Let's see who else we got out there. There's Fred and Emily and Rob and Jason and Magneto and Chelsea and Liz and Sue. And hey, Olga, that's right. You're hanging out, aren't you? Uh-huh. Well, my gals, y'all are out there doing seafood, and I do mean you seeing the food and y'all scarfing it down. Mm-hmm. I wish I was up there on the coast. Gosh, envious. Let's see. I think Lenny and Kevin are listening, even though, you know, the other half's out of the pocket. Ms. Melissa's there. Hi, hon. Let's see. Michelle and Melanie and my brother Brad and David are listening. Let's see, there's, of course, Linda and Debbie and Jamie, my other half for Ain't You a Peach. Let's see, there's Lynn and Ethan and Peyton and Erica and Klopp. There's Timmy, Danny, Robert Chattinelli. There's Bob and Jen. And hey, Allie just had a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to, yeah, she's not listening. She probably isn't. Otherwise, I would play the Jack Hole birthday song, but it's St. Patty's Day music and we're running out of time. Cool. Quickly, let's see, there's like 20 minutes of, there's only like 20 minutes left, gosh darn it. Okay, let me see, okay, this next one, how about a double shot of the Irish Rovers, a couple to make your toes get a tapping, and to the tunes we have gone.
Goodbye, Mrs. Darkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll dig the praties, no longer I'll be poor. But sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
the days that I was courting, I was never tired resorting to the alehouse and the playhouse and the other house besides. But I told my brother Seamus, I'll be off now and grow famous, and before that I return again, I'll roam the whole world wide. So it's goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll pick the pretties, no longer I'll be poor. For sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging pretties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Well, I've courted girls in Blarney, in Antrim and Killarney, in Dublin and in Kerry, down to the Cove of Cork. But I'm tired of all this pleasure, so now I'll take my leisure, and the next time that you hear from me, I'll write you from New York.
So it's goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll be the pretty, no longer I'll be poor. For sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging pretties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
When I landed in America, I met a man named Burke. He told me if I'd stay a while, he'd surely find me work. But work he didn't find me, so there's nothing here to bite me. I'm bound for San Francisco in California, yeah. San Francisco and me fortunate is made. Made pockets loaded down with gold, I'll throw away me spade. I'll get back to the right Laren, spend me fortune never caring. I'll marry Queen Victoria, Mrs. Durkin, for her despite.
So it's goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll take the pretties, no longer I'll be poor. For sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging pretties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Oh, my father was an Ulster man, proud Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born and things got rather tough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll. Then after that the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For both sides tried to claim me, but I was smart because I'd play the flute or play the harp depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. One day me ma's relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight, and me being strictly neutral, I biced everyone in sight. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Now my parents never could agree about my type of school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God rest them, but left me caught between that awful colour problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Oh, that would be terrible, not knowing which way to go, left hand or right. But you know what would make your choices a whole lot more simpler? That's if you went over to MyPillow.com, that's right, and you scroll over about three tabs down, about three boxes, right there where it says Radio Specials, and get in there and use the promo code MOJO50. You can save as much as 60%. Yes, you can. And that's MyPillow.com. Get on over there. All right, we're hurrying up and getting short. Okay, this next set is really, really short, but it is cute. To the tunes, we've gone again.
Someday I'll go back again to Ireland. And my dear old wife would only pass away. She nearly has my heart broke with her nagging. He's got a mouth as big as Galway. See her drinking 16 pints of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Commercial. And then she can walk home without a sway. If the sea was beer instead of salty water, she would live and die in Galway Bay. See her drinking 16 pints at Pat Joe Murphy's. The barman says, I think it's time to go. When she doesn't try to speak to him in Gaelic, in a language that the clergy do not know. On her back she has tattooed a map of Ireland. And when she takes her bath on Saturday, she rubs the sunlight soap around by Tlada, just to watch the suds flow down by Galway.
A Scotsman clad in kilt left a bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly aye-o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly aye-o. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly aye-o. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Ding daddy-o. But he won first prize. You're listening to Mojo 5-0, and it's been all Irish today on the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday show. And I hope you guys have been having as much fun as I have. We're down to about 10 minutes, darn it. And there's so many more, many more songs. I might have to do it again next week, even though it'll be after St. Patty's Day. I don't know. You guys let me know in chat what you think. All right, let's get to another set. I've got Clancy Brothers and Luke Kelly. Let's get to them. And to the tunes, me lads and lasses, to the tunes.
One, two.
Ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. Bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on, all me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A barrel of bops and started around with a stick. That's called a liver canker to make your engine tick. A 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the quack. It's only 8 and 8 the pot and 1 and 6 attacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, what to be the nut morale, a sultan or a king.
In 1841,
when Ronnie Drew was born,
me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway. The railway, I am weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on railway. In 1842, from Hartlepool I moved and crew, found myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1843, I broke my shovel across me knee, went to work for the company on the lead and sell me railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging in ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were raw with working on the railway, the GNR. I am weary of the railway. Now Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, and Daniel O'Connell, he was alive. Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1846, I changed my trade from carrying bricks, changed my trade from carrying bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. 1847, her Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Now Paddy was thinking of going to heaven to graft upon the railway, the Milky Way. I am weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing cowboy wheels, just got in touch as I was working on the railway.
We're working on the railway, and we're running out of time to say. We're down to about 4 minutes, and there's at least six in songs. Let's get to the next one really quick and squeeze this one in, and we can hopefully get part of the next one before we run out of time. To the tune.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing.
And we have also run out of time, unfortunately. We can't wait on the unicorns either. It was a toss-up between Wasn't It a Party or the Unicorns. And, well, I slid in the unicorns, figuring I could squeeze it in and then talk over Wasn't It a Party. But, alas, I babbled too much. I hope everybody thought it was a party. I had a great time. We might do a version 2 next week. I don't know. Let me know in the chat. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy. Above all, stay true to yourselves, my friends. Peace out. Until next week.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.